my name is Corinne, and I am the owner of The Crew Coach. In this interview with Chief Stu Makeda, we talk about the importance of effective leadership and how you can be an outstanding leader. We talk about confronting conflict. We talk about motivating your team and dealing with different personalities. Makeda is a graduate of our advanced leadership course. We only take a few intakes per year. The next intake is on the 4th of July and the following one on the 10th of October. This is truly a transformational course as it's rooted in psychology. Background is in organizational psychology and psychology. You cannot be an effective leader in just a five-day course. It is a two-month course giving you the confidence to lead effectively. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Yachting International Radio. You're with Corinne Rayson from The Crew Coach. And today we're talking about leadership. Makeda is one of our graduates from our advanced leadership course. Now, there are not too many students that actually go through the advanced leadership course, Makeda. So it's wonderful to have a select number of ambitious crew members who not only want to develop themselves and learn about self-leadership, but making an impact on their team and the industry at large. So congratulations on completing your course. Very excited to hear from you in terms of what you have gained and also the knowledge that you can impart to our listeners.
Oh, thank you so much, Corinne. It's amazing to be at the end of the course and to do a sort of a debrief with you. Actually chatting with you feels like I'm back in the course doing another session, which I always look forward to. So good to be here.
Thank you. Good. My pleasure. So why did you choose to do a leadership course if there are not many heads of departments that actually do leadership courses?
I have a long-term vision of completing my Purser COC. So besides it being a prerequisite for that, it came at a perfect time because 6 months ago, I was promoted to my first Chief Stu position. And I definitely wanted a bit of confidence and some more tools and skills to bridge that gap from second stew to chief stew with my team.
Fantastic. So I think it was either module one or module two, we developed a leadership success path and we looked at where you are now and where you want to be. Do you remember any of the key points from your stage one of where you were before you started the course?
Yes, absolutely. I remember it being cold and wintry here in Savannah at the time. And I was anxious. I was nervous. I was struggling with having difficult conversations with my team that knew me as their second stew and having to switch hats. And yeah, just apprehensive, really.
About what you're going to take on as a chief stew and what that looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So where do you think you are now as a leader?
Wow. I feel, especially because of this course, I feel so much more grounded in the role. I feel confident. I back myself and I feel really passionate about it. I feel excited to bring a lot of the things that I learned in the course to my team and to the boat program. So it's given me a lot of purpose in the role and some clarity for the season coming.
I love that because when I designed the course, my purpose was not for you guys to consume the content and then regurgitate it in the format of assessments, rather to acquire that knowledge, then apply that knowledge and then come back to group and process and talk about it. And that's why it was such a long course because we want the information to stick and I want you to feel confident to apply those skills. And one of the unique things you learn in the course is how to become a facilitator. And what that means is how do you run workshops with your team? And it's more than running a cocktail workshop or folding napkins. It's about developing their emotional intelligence. So can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think from a soft skill point of view, that's something that I've always been quite aware of and interested in as someone that consider myself to be quite sensitive and empathetic. So those things do impact me quite a lot. And it's exciting to be able to have skills and tools around those things to share with my team. I'm very fortunate to have an interior team at the moment that are receptive to that and they really want it. So it's pretty perfect. But I would say that it's been helpful also to manage other crew members that might not be so receptive or interested for that matter.
Oh, yeah. Great. Now, I know that you've done a recent hire, second steer, who, funny enough, has also done the course. So when you saw the CV, I'm not too sure if you put it on her CV. Were you quite surprised?
I was. So it wasn't on her CV. I think she was busy updating the CV. I'm not sure, but it's been an amazing hire. And there was a lot of serendipitous things about even her cover letter. I could go on about it for a long time, but when she onboarded and I had mentioned this course that I had done, she said, no ways, I did the course. I loved it. And it's given me so much excitement. We have so much common language and inspiration to share that we want to implement. A lot about the current program that I'm in or we're in is, you know, about building a program from the ground up, going from private to charter for the first time. And so this is really valuable and really relevant. We've had some personal one-on-ones and we're both just really passionate about bringing everything from this course to the team. So it's so relieving and so much fun to do it with somebody that's done it. Awesome. I'm very lucky.
So pleased. You are so lucky because you can brainstorm. And as you mentioned, being on the same page as leaders makes it so much easier.
Absolutely.
Nikita, you mentioned that your favorite module, one of them, was the values module. Can you tell us a little bit about that and why it was one of your top modules?
Yeah, sure. I think first of all, I didn't realize how unclear I was on my own personal values. I think it was interesting to see that there are so many values. And when you read them on a list, of course, you identify with all of them. They're all nice qualities or values to have. But when you're forced to pick a few that are your primary values that you want to guide your decisions by, that was an interesting challenge. So it's been great from a personal growth point of view to even know what my values are for the first time, which feels weird to say, but just to have that clarity. And then from a practical point of view, it's been really insightful to reframe the way that I think of other people's intentions, both at work and outside of work. So, you know, there's frustrations that can come up because you think somebody just doesn't listen to you or doesn't care about something that you think is incredibly important. But when you reframe it as this person values XYZ and I value ABC, they start to hold equal weight. It's like there's more respect, I think, between myself and the other individual from my side anyway. It's just about now, how do I bring out their values in a way that's now going to complement mine and get the job done that we need to get done? Easier said than done, but it definitely has brought a lot of respect from my side towards other people when I think about it.
Yeah, and I think it will influence the way in which you lead. I know the course is very much focused on teaching you how to become a transformational leader, which obviously alongside that comes different management styles, but management is very different to leadership. And just hearing you speak there, I'm like, yes, it makes sense. Values is the foundation of everything because what you've referred to is conflict, essentially. So understanding where the difference comes from and seeing it through the lens of values, you build understanding and compassion and probably can reach a resolution a lot faster.
Takes nerve time to speak as if I'm in a class right now. That's brilliant. But yes, I think that's well said that you build understanding and compassion. Definitely. I feel that it's very evident to me.
And another one of the favorite parts of the course is the GROW model, because you learn how to be a leadership coach through utilizing that model. And I think there's so much that can come out of performance reviews. Have you done performance reviews recently with your team?
I haven't done performance reviews, but I initiated our first one-on-one sort of meetings, and I'm trying to establish, I'll see how it goes, but I'm trying to establish the suitable intervals for those. But mm-hmm. yeah, recently I've tried to define or clarify my girls' job description really well and given their projects, definitions and all of that. And in that, I have included every 3 months having a review. We don't do it on board from an HOD point of view across the board, but I don't see why I can't still implement that within my own team. And I think the girls would really like it. So I'm going to give it a go this year.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And a last question, has the captain noticed a difference in your leadership style?
It's an interesting question, actually, because whether or not he said it as such, I recently did actually receive a lot of unexpected recognition or acknowledgement and praise, and which is not a common thing. We have a positive culture on board, but that's not a common thing to happen. So maybe just in an indirect way, mm-hmm. there is an impact being made. Yeah, been wonderful since the course.
Awesome. I'm so pleased. And I wish you all the very best, Michaela, for your future as a leader. And of course, with the upcoming charters, I know it's quite a big project if you've never done it before. So yeah, all the very, very best. And thank you for making the course an incredible experience, not only for myself, but your team members within the course.
Oh, thank you so much, Corinne. Thanks for asking to interview me. And I have so much gratitude for having done this course and everybody that I met in the course as well. So yeah, I'm excited to share the journey.
Well, thank you.